for generations to come. A family tale passed down from storyteller to storyteller. Chapter 1, The Haughty Person. 1500s Hassan Germania. The sparks quickly rose and snapped above the head of the last night watchman as he stirred the fire while the dawn announced a new day. This alarmed some of the people who were sleeping on the ground nearby. But the guard quickly assured them that he was still there on watch. The man had stood alone against the dark all night, protecting not only his family, but his tribe and his community as well, armed with only the fire. His tribe had given him the name of Kanaus, which means the haughty person. Birth, Dudelsheim, Germany, to death, Hessen, Germany. Unknown dates, ninth great-grandfather. His people were known as the Chadi, which means anger or hate. So they became known as the haters or the angry. During the early years of the 16th century, the tribe had been involved in an anti-Roman and anti-papal movement that eventually led to the Lutheran Revolt, which erupted in the German lands of the Holy Roman Empire. This involved both the upper and lower classes, including all the Chadi tribes. The followers came to be known as Protestant because of their protest against the church. This was the beginning of the religious movement known as the Reformation. The Chadi had revolted against their oppressors and thus earned their name. Centuries later, after having first met them, the English bestowed an Old English, Anglo-Saxon, expression on these people. They called them the Hatar, meaning people of destruction. The Chadi men, or the Hessi, lived on the edges of the forest. Later, they became known as the Hessians. Despite their tribal reputation, they were a people of peace and quiet, unassuming, but conscientious in their line of toil. Nearly all of them tilled the soil, but some followed other manual pursuits. For instance, most of the younger men did the hunting and fishing. They cared little about social advancement, but were content with clearing land to farm. However, to survive in these times, every man, woman, and child had to be a jack of all trades. Everyone worked in the fields and gathered wild foods like nuts, berries, and edible root plants. And this took up most of their time during the daylight hours. But many activities also took place around a fire at night, like mending clothes and fixing tools while they told each other stories. Kanaus had demonstrated to the tribe that he was very skilled in self-preservation. He always seemed to be at the front leading the community when it was time to make a move, either for safety from the weather and the elements, or to seek protection from the local lords and their influence over their enemies. So many different men of power tried to express control over the command that it was next to impossible for anyone to know who you could trust or count on. Kanaus displayed an instinct about survival, and especially a great awareness of his surroundings. But Kanaus is mostly remembered for his stories at the evening campfire, where his true talents blossomed in the light of the late night flames. The warmth of the fire and the life he breathed into his heroic stories of their past captivated the tribe night after night, creating a sense of security, a feeling of fellowship, and a connection with their history. There were many stories about bravery and courage. The poems and songs told how they promoted their heroic men to power and how they obeyed those whom they had promoted. The men kept in their ranks, but always took advantage of their opportunities. The Chatti tribe was strengthened through the stories Knaus told that linked the present with their past and future. It was a nurturing act, connecting both the listener and storyteller. The tribe bestowed great veneration upon Knaus for his ability to tell a good tale. Knaus knew all the current tales, and he was able to compose verses at a moment's notice. It was easy for Knaus's young son, Peter Lee Knaus, 1546 to 1602, eighth great-grandfather, to remember the stories that his father had told by the campfire about the Chatti men and their tribe. Knaus also played many instruments, including the dulcimer, harp, and lute, and he always had in his pocket a handmade flute that he played while walking. Peter also had one, and they often played together. The stories taught the younger men how to be leaders and always check their impulses. Fortune was regarded as doubtful, but valor was unfailing. They were encouraged to gradually push out during the day and entrench themselves by night. Knaus told the story about Krampus, the half-goat, half-demon who during the Christmas season punished children who had misbehaved. This was the opposite character of St. Nicholas, who rewarded the well-behaved children with gifts. Peter had a favorite story he liked to hear, and he often requested it. It was one of the earliest German folk tales, the story of Hildebrand and Hadebrand, two warriors that met and prepared for combat. Knaus always began the Song of Hildebrand like this as he sang,